Good afternoon, Sir Robbie and friends. Welcome to our podcast. Today, me and my friend William will explain the material on your pod. Firstly, we're gonna explain what Mr. Grena means.
Did you know the meaning of Mr. Mrs. Grant? Mrs. Grant is an acronym often used to help remember all the necessary features of living organism. M is for movement, R is for respiration, S is for sensitivity, G is for growth, R is for reproduction, E is for excretion, and N is for nutrition. An introduction into Mrs. Grant, the seven principles of life. And now I'm gonna explain the types of the plant. There are two types of plant, monocotyledon and dicotyledon. The monocotyledon plants has one cotyledon. The leaf spines are parallel and curved. The cambium has a scattered transport files, and the flowers are multiples of three and has a fibrous root. But the dicotyledon plants have a two cotyledon, the leaf spine are branched, the cambium has no scattered transport files, also the leaves is in multiple of two, four, or five. And lastly, the root of the dicotyledon plants is tap root.
And next, we're going to talk about the difference between the vertebrates and invertebrates kingdom. Now, I'm going to explain about the vertebrate kingdom first. The vertebrate kingdom have a backbone and usually are larger and faster than invertebrates. The vertebrates also have developed brain and a complex nervous system like frogs and snakes. But on the other hand, invertebrates do not have a backbone, usually small and slow moving, do not have well-developed brain, and have simple nervous system, for example, a snail or spiders.
And next, I'm gonna explain about the food chain in animals. So what is a food chain? A food chain refers to the order of events in an ecosystem, where one living organism eats other organism, and later that organism is consumed by another larger organism. The flow of nutrients and energy from one organism to another at different trophic levels forms a food chain.
Next, I'm going to explain about the food tests on biology. Food tests are experiments conducted to determine the presence or absence of certain numbers of nutrients or chemical components in food samples. These tests are essential for understanding the nutritional content of foods and assessing their suitability for consumption. Like, for example, Benedict's test for reducing sugars, iodine test for starch, Weyrich test for proteins, and much more. And that's it for this episode. So see you all later.